Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A number of the deceased are still there. It's a very difficult moment.
The attacker was shot and killed by police after he shot and injured two police officers. At least 35 people were hurt. It appears the Ford F-150 truck that was used in the attack was a vehicle rented through the Turo app, a car sharing company. President Biden said he's been briefed and will have more to say as there's further information. President-elect Trump called the attack pure evil. It occurred the same day as the Sugar Bowl between Georgia and Notre Dame in New Orleans. As of now, the game is still on, but some side events and parties have been canceled. This is ABC News. With 2025's arrival come the New Year's resolutions. A recent survey finding the most popular promises people make to themselves involve health, finances, and personal relationships. But how to make them stick?
A recent survey found that the most popular goal involves health, followed by finances, personal relationships, hobbies, and then our careers. One licensed social worker says to just start by being kind to ourselves.
When people say resolutions, it's so absolute. It's either I did it and was successful, or I didn't and I'm a failure.
A study also found that people were more successful in achieving their resolutions if they were more approach-oriented goals than avoidance oriented. In other words, it's easier to set out and achieve something specific than to try and get rid of a bad habit.
To ABC's Andrew Dimbert, new laws take effect, new minimum wages in 21 states. In California, parents of underage influencers must now save some of their earnings for when they become adults. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Merry Christmas to you and yours from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli and Catering, and the Richland County Telephone Directory. The Ansett family's Christmas wish is that you experience the gift of faith, the blessing of hope, and the peace of God's love at Christmas and always. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Richland County Telephone Directory and Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli and Catering of Richland Center. Thanking you for your support and friendship this year.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Are you looking to stock up for your New Year's party? The Richland Locker has you covered. Sizzle up New York strips, just $9.98 a pound. Make it a seafood fest. Jumbo raw shrimp, 2 to 4 per pound, $16.98. Cooked shrimp, 31 to 40 count, just $8.99 per pound. Craving something special? Lobster tail, summer sausage, and snack sticks. Don't forget the drinks, champagne, wines, beers, and bourbon to keep your celebration going. Head to the Richland Locker and make this New Year's one to remember.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 21 degrees at 12:05. Mainly cloudy today, breezy and cool with a few flurries possible, high 26, winds west-northwest 8 to 18. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 16, and partly sunny and cool tomorrow with a high of 24. And once again, our current temperature is 21 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Happy New Year from Heather at the Creative Outlet. Is your scrapbooking ready for the new year? It's okay, don't worry, I can help. At the Creative Outlet, we are extending our 50% off scrapbooking paper sale until January 4th. This is a great opportunity to get unique products that you need to get your albums caught up. We are your resource for one-of-a-kind scrapbooking products that will make your memories come to life in your albums. Our 50% off sale ends this Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Today is Wednesday, January 1st. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. The annual WRCO Triviathon was played last night. Congratulations to Not a Clue, who placed first with 620 points. Triple Threat placed second with 600. Barnyard Scholars placed third with 520. ID10Ts Hairball, and Sour Gummy Worms tied for fourth with 490 points. Tied at seventh with 480 points were Party of Ten, Rapture Ready, Sagacious Souls, and Ubiquitous Wafers. The Red Hot Chili Peppers placed 11th with 460 points, followed by Just the Facts, Bra, with 450, Bronx Bombers with 430, Tri-County Scholars with 420, Nobody Knows with 400, Boondock Trivia Brigade with 380, Reindeer Lips and Sorgi with Sippers tied at 370, Three Stooges scored 360, Fairground Friends with 350, Lazy Patch Kids with 330, Not Great Expectations with 310, The Warehouse Bees with 290, Monona Minions with scored 160, Still Guessing with 110, Smells Like Team Spirit with 100, Whiskery Mix with 80, and Babe Winderman's and the Fish Feeders scored 50 points. 28 teams did their best to answer 35 questions during the course of the evening. Again, congratulations to all of the teams that participated in WRCO's Triviathon 2024, especially Not a Clue, who placed first with 620 points. Democrats have repeated a talking point that has 83% of Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts benefited the top 1%. But that's not quite right. Here's Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young with a fact check.
Higher-income Americans saw significant savings from the 2017 tax law signed by President Donald Trump, but the top 1% have not received 83% of the benefits, as U.S. Representative Mark Pocan recently claimed. The Tax Policy Center projected the top 1% will receive 25% of the tax cut in 2025 and 83% by 2027, but that's after most individual cuts expire. Corporate tax cuts benefiting wealthier individuals would remain. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Milwaukee residents should be aware of scam text messages claiming to come from the city. Those text messages supposedly come from the city parking enforcement claiming that the victim needs to immediately pay back parking fines. It offers up a link to click and pay, but that takes victims to a website that installs malware or steals financial information. City Alderman Lamont Westmoreland says recipients of the text should delete them and spread the word about the scam to friends and family. A peregrine falcon born at a Wisconsin power plant has been spotted in the wild. That bird, named Trapper, was spotted by a bird watcher in Sheboygan Falls this fall. Once peregrines leave the nest, they are rarely spotted in the wild again. Trapper was one of nine chicks that was born at a We Energies power plant in 2024. The Falcon program at We Energies has helped raise over 450 chicks since it started in 1992. A West Bend woman accused of leading a deer poaching ring doesn't have an attorney. 36-year-old Jessica Croning is accused of killing and torturing deer and having three children take part in the crimes. A criminal complaint alleges Croning and the juveniles would drive around with a spotlight, shining fields, and firing at deer from the vehicle. If a deer was shot, they would identify the sex of the animal, leaving some to rot where they lay, while taking the heads of some bucks. Since Croning does not have an attorney, the case against her is on hold until she can assign one of the public defender's office. The three juveniles also face charges in the case, but have not been identified. 2024 had a little bit of everything when it comes to weather in Wisconsin. UW-Madison professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences John Martin says tornadoes were the big story in 2024.
First time we ever had tornadoes in the state in the month of February. For all these years since 1871, there's never been a tornado reported on any of those 28 or 29 days. It's at a period of the time of year where we almost never see severe weather, and this year we finally did.
2024 weather in Wisconsin also brought an extremely wet May and June.
May was the 10th wettest month of May for the whole state, and June was the 6th wettest on record. So they came back to back. Any of the other years that had a near record May or a near record June did not have a tandem, a companion pair of months. So this was really exceptional this year.
While spring 2024 was among the rainiest on record, it was followed by prolonged droughts.
After about mid-July, especially in the southern part of the state, it stopped raining entirely. It just hardly rained again through, you know, middle of July all the way to the end of August and early September. We had one exceptional day in September, and otherwise we would have had almost no precipitation that month. So what a weird year it's been in so many ways.
The statewide average temperatures in 2024 was 31.4 degrees, roughly 12 degrees warmer than the average between 1991 and 2020. Martin says 2024 is on track to be Wisconsin's warmest year on record. A reminder to slow down when driving in the winter. Wisconsin State Patrol tells WXPR in Rhinelander that drivers need to keep in mind that posted speed limits are for the best conditions possible on the roads. Captain Bradley O'Kane says any snow, ice, or slush on the roads will make driving at highway speeds hazardous. You should also give more space between cars on the road since it is harder to stop. Drivers who slide into the ditch are advised to stay in their vehicle and call 911. That's safer than getting out to inspect the damage and risk getting hit by another vehicle. WRCO News time is 12:15. When WRCO News returns, DATCAP's Michelle Reinen warns about snowballing scams.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Currently, it's still cloudy and 21 degrees at 12:18. When consumers are scammed, usually it is just one scammer trying to steal their identity and money. There are many types of scams, including snowballing scams, where more than one scammer is involved. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This is a troubling trend that we are seeing. Scammers are chaining together different scam techniques to start small, but these are quickly snowballing into something much larger for consumers, and it's a more elaborate scheme. Many consumers expect that a scammer will only use one of these methods to steal their money or data, and we've talked about that over the years a lot, and then they'll move on. But it might be just the beginning now, and consumers have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars to these professional scammers. scammers, and we need to keep the word out.
The snowballing scam begins with the first scammer setting the bait to lure in the targeted victim.
The scammer lures consumers in using a common small-scale tried-and-true tactic. So think the impersonation scams we've talked about, maybe fake pop-ups or calls and texts. And then they may even know the consumer's name and personal details from different data banks that they have. They gain the consumer's trust and establish credibility, then present a problem. And something has gone wrong and the consumer's in financial or legal trouble. And this is where the threats are made, like the consumer's identity's been compromised or their life savings are being accessed by a stranger. Maybe there's a warrant out for their arrest.
After gaining the consumer's trust, then the snowballing begins.
What happens next is the scammer offers a solution, and now the consumer has to transfer their funds somewhere for safekeeping. The excuses vary, but the intent is always the same. They want the consumers to willingly give them money to that scammer, and usually through gift cards or cryptocurrency. But we've even seen where it's been gold bars. Then it snowballs further. The multiple scammers are often involved in the scheme. The first person you speak to might transfer you to someone else within their network who has you enter your information on a fake government website. Then a third person from the fake agency calls you, making the scam more believable and snowballing. It's just not one specific scam. It's all these techniques and tactics tied together to maximize those gains.
Michelle Reinen suggests what to do if a snowballing scam is suspected, especially if the scammer says they are from a government agency.
You're not buying anything. You're not hooking up for a service. You are dealing with what they are calling the government in these situations. But it's easy to lose track of those when you're being threatened and you're being told something needs to be done immediately. So take a moment to ask yourself at each step if everything seems legitimate. If anything is suspicious, just stop immediately and contact either local law enforcement or DADCAP, and then talk to someone you trust before you pay any money or provide any private information. No matter what the situation is, find someone you can trust in your circle and your network that you can discuss the situation with, just to do a checks and balances. And if you're ever asked to send money to a business or government agency by wire transfer, cash, gift cards, cryptocurrency, or some other unusual form of payment like the gold bars, that is a scam, and stop immediately.
If you need to reach out to DATCAP about a snowballing scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The American Red Cross is asking donors to give the gift of life. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they can count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 1 to 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strengths, Build a Stronger Community, on Monday starting at 5:30. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring a guest speaker. Betsy Raisler is the Drug-Free Communities Project Director for Project for Prevention of Richland County.
This particular program is aimed at helping parents and other caregivers identify strengths in their children and in themselves. She has a tool that she will allow each participant to get a hold of, and they'll discover their strengths within the context of this community dinner. So that will be held on January 6th. It's a Monday night at the Richland School District in the West Commons. We'll have seating for the dinner outside the auditorium, and then the speaker will be in the auditorium.
The program speaker will inform those in attendance on how to identify and build strengths.
The speaker, her name is Mary Gugisberg. She's a parent coach, and she also is skilled at helping people do their own assessment of their own strengths, and then to help people identify strengths in their children so that they can build up their strengths and focus on their God-given talents that they've been born with. So this is an effort at increasing the protective factors, the support for parents, the support for kids in the community.
Mary Gugisberg gives an insight on what to expect when she speaks at the event.
First, let me tell you the name of the event. It's a community that cares. Use your strengths, create a community of belonging. And it's the opportunity to use a tool called Values in Action, short to VIA. And it's a framework that really celebrates individual strengths. And how do we live those strengths? How do those strengths show up in what we do every day? And then for parents and caregivers and all of us working with young people, how do we see those strengths and really celebrate the strengths? A lot of folks, we go to the negative, like we catch our kids doing wrong. And what I call out is catch your kids doing right. And we do that by celebrating who they are at their inside, at their core.
Betsy Raisler encourages everyone to attend, even if you do not have children. Registration to attend is required by tomorrow.
There's a QR code in the posters you see on social media. It'll also be in the paper. But you can also call to register. No problem. You don't need to use that fancy QR code. My number is area code 608-647-6131, extension 1516. If you don't get me, please leave a message and let me know who's coming. It's completely free. We have several really nice grants, state, local, and federal grants that we are using to put on this event for the community. Our goal is to have 100 people at the dinner. So if you can register quickly, that would be wonderful. We intend to have 4 different raffle opportunities, incentives for getting you there. So register quickly, get your name in and let us know you're coming, and then be present that night when we do the raffle.
Discover your strength, build a stronger community, hosted by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richland Center High School West Commons on Monday at 5:30. To be sure to register by tomorrow by calling 608-647-6151, extension 1516, or you can visit the WRCO Facebook page for a link to register. WRCO News Time is 12:27. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, where quality and trust meet the road. We deliver high-quality repairs with a personal touch, making sure your vehicle gets the attention it deserves. Plus, we provide free loaners to keep you on the go. Our reputation for excellence is built on years of dedicated service. Join our satisfied customers and experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists' difference. Visit us today and drive away with peace of mind. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel, died Friday at home. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at noon at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow in the Homer Cemetery in rural Boscobel. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrad American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Zink is survived by his wife, Sherry, 7 children, Christina and Chris Stockton of Bloomington, Minnesota, Eric Zink of Onalaska, AJ and Tara Zink of Deer Park, Joanna and Lucas Glassbrenner of Boscobel, Todd and Lan Zink of Vietnam, Kimberly and Perry Labor of Destin, Florida, and Kevin Zink of Boscobel. 14 grandchildren, a sister, Betty Harwood of Ripon, 2 brothers, Gary Zink of Middleton, and Jim Zink of Gleason, Tennessee. Several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel. Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62, of Boscobel, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in Boscobel. Funeral services will be held Friday at noon at Back Roads Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to Feed My Starving Children or American Family Children's Hospital. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Jeff Rowling is survived by his wife of 35 years, Laura, children, Tabitha and Sean Wire of Jacksonville, North Carolina, Steve Rowling of Westby, Tessa and Jared Yana of Belleville, 5 grandchildren, siblings, Julie Rowling of Dubuque, Kathy and Dave Sell of Dubuque, Barb Rowling and Mike Arnold of LeClaire, Iowa, Donna and Chris Manternach of Dubuque, Tim and Toby Rowling of East Dubuque, Brian Rowling and Zabora Allison of Middleton, Todd and Patty Cousy of Independence, Iowa, and Ron and Deb Cousy of St. Olaf, Iowa. Close friends, Joe and Mary Favasa of Boscobel, and Bruce and Catherine Pitsley of Gaze Mills, and his chosen brother, Dave Simon of Dubuque, and Jimmy and Kathy Birds of Erie, Colorado. Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62, of Boscobel. David Kenneth Ken Manning, Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of rural Richland Center, died Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2, Saturday, at Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call Saturday from 11 until 1:30. Ken Manning Jr. is survived by his wife of 22 years, Lori, daughter, Jill Manning, and Chris Carey of Westby, two sons, Paul and Chelsea Manning of Holman, and Tyler and Lauren Manning of La Crosse. Stepsons, Chris Neely of La Crosse and Nick Neely of Seattle, Washington. The mother of his children, Sue Brevik of Westby. Seven grandchildren, his mother, Alma Manning of rural Richland Center. Father-in-law, Mel Carl of La Crosse. Brothers, Rick and Deb Manning of Casanova, Randy and Heidi Manning of rural Richland Center, and Terry and Beth Manning of Green Bay. Brothers-in-law, Todd and Mary Beth Carl of Lakeland, Minnesota, and Randy and Jackie Carl of La Crosse, along with many nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of rural Richland Center. Eva E. Mittelstadt, 97, of Reedsburg, died Sunday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1, Friday, January 10th, at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will follow in the Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday, January 10th, from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Eva Mittelstadt is survived by her sons, Daryl and Janie Mittelstadt and Keith Mittelstadt, 4 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Eva E. Mittelstadt, 97, of Reedsburg.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, Joe and Donna Connery, Matt and Cherry Deltkamp, Jane and Bob Bellman, and Jim and Janice Frazier. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we continue to see some cool air gradually build down across the region. This will certainly get a little bit stronger the next couple of days, with temperatures back to normal, even slightly below normal for the weekend. Nothing out of the ordinary, though, for early January. And in fact, because we have a lack of deep snow cover across the region, that will kind of minimize the impact of this cold wave coming in. But still, you'll need to bundle up well, not only for this holiday weekend, but probably for the next couple of weeks. It looks like the same general type of pattern with a northwest flow out of central Canada down through the Midwest. This particular flow will keep most of the major weather systems around us, keeping them off to the southwest and south. In fact, there could be a pretty heavy snow Sunday into Monday morning down through places like Missouri and Iowa into Illinois. Some places might get over 6 inches. We might just get a few flurries out of that. Here's that forecast for the rest of today: breezy and cool with generally cloudy skies, a couple of snow flurries possible, high temperature holding around 26, west-northwest wind 8 to 18, turning partly cloudy tonight, low about 16 degrees, wind chill factors down in the low single digits, west-northwest wind up to 10. Tomorrow partly sunny, high near 24, west-northwest wind 7 to 14, Friday should bring plenty of sunshine, breezy and cold, low 12 degrees, high of 21. As we head into Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, low 5 degrees, high of 19. Sunday, increasing clouds, low 4, high 21. Maybe some flurries at nights. And Monday, a chance of flurries early, otherwise mostly cloudy and seasonal, low near 10 with a high of 23. And by Tuesday, partly cloudy and chilly, low 11 with a high near 20. Have yourself a great rest of your New Year's Day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 21 degrees after a morning low of 21, but we did reach a high so far today of 26. Yesterday's high was 33 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1897 is 54 degrees and a record low of 29 below was set back in 1892. Last year's high was 31 with a low of 25. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:37, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 15 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.11, and we have received a trace of flurries so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 21 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Launching a campaign to help keep America's farmers safe and healthy. Today on Farm to Fork. Here's my New Year's resolution: to help farmers and their families and their employees be safer and healthier. Today marks the beginning of a year-long effort to address an issue that I believe is vital to not just the farming community, but to all of us, the health and safety challenges faced by farmers and others in our rural communities. You've heard of OSHA. It's the federal agency concerned with occupational safety and health. OSHA ranks farming among the most hazardous occupations in the country. We depend on farmers for food, fuel, fiber, and more. When a farmer is injured or ailing and unable to work, that's bad for the farm family, the community that farm is part of, and for each one of us. And when a farmer is killed in the course of his or her work, we all share in the loss. On top of that, health care services in rural communities have diminished. Hospitals and clinics can't afford to operate. How many farmers have died because they couldn't reach medical help in time? I want to do something about this, and you can help. During 2025, half of my advertising time in this show is going to be devoted to topics of health and safety for farmers and other rural folks. I've reached out to a number of organizations that focus on ag safety and health, and 9 of them so far have endorsed this effort. They'll also be helping me tailor the messaging to address the need properly. To offset the revenue loss, I'm asking you to consider contributing to this project. I've set up a couple of crowdfunding accounts to make it easier for you to do so. There are links available on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com. My email address is there as well if you want to contact me directly. I've also created a section on the site to serve as a resource to anyone looking for more information about safety and health topics. So now you know what we're up to this next year. And thanks in advance for anything you care to do to help our farmers be safer and healthier. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The biofuels industry is preparing for new leadership at EPA. Hello and Happy New Year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. American Coalition for Ethanol CEO Brian Jennings says the nomination of former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin raises some concerns.
Look, as a congressman from Long Island, Lee Zeldin had a really bad record on ethanol, of course. He co-sponsored bills that would repeal the renewable fuel standard and prohibit E15. As administrator of EPA, he's in charge of the renewable fuel standard and E15.
He tells Brownfield the confirmation process will be critical.
It's incumbent upon Republican senators to put Mr. Zeldin on the spot, to ask him the tough questions about the renewable fuel standard and E15, and I have every assurance that they will do that, and we'll see how things, end up.
Jennings says if confirmed as EPA administrator, Zeldin would represent the entire country and needs to remember, rural America helped get Donald Trump elected. The CEO of Growth Energy says sustainable aviation fuel has an uncertain future. Emily Score says SAF discussions gained some steam in 2024, but it hasn't been a focus of the incoming Trump administration.
The tone of the conversation certainly is going to change in terms of kind of the federal government, because that is not kind of a stated priority.
She tells Brownfield there continues to be a push for the fuel in many countries.
I've spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia this fall. There is a global conversation on sustainable aviation fuel. That will continue.
Score says she remains hopeful sustainable aviation fuel tax credits like 45Z will continue under the new administration to help ensure more SAF gallons in the future. The outreach agronomist with the Illinois Soybean Association says farmers that are turning to generic chemicals as a cost-saving measure should plan to increase their scouting trips. Stephanie Porter tells Brownfield.
A recent study just came out from Iowa State with fungicides. The generics just may not last as long as what they're finding. So make sure you take that in consideration, especially with tar spot.
She says lapses in crop protection can be detrimental.
You have to keep an eye on it. We don't have that sense of security anymore. Just because you put a fungicide on doesn't mean everything's okay. We still have to be out there anyway to scout.
Porter says it's always important to read and follow label directions, but even more so with generic products.
Follow and read the label directions. It may be the same active ingredient, but it may be a little bit different formulation depending on the product.
She says following those instructions ensures the best performance of most generic crop protection products. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag News from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Growing demand remains crucial to profitability. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Growing demand for U.S. beef and pork outside of the United States is crucial to the profitability for the nation's livestock producers. Steve Hansen is a cattle producer from Southwest Nebraska. He says the work the U.S. Meat Export Federation does add significant value to U.S. beef and pork carcasses.
One of the cool things is how far away our products go and what the different ones want. Right now we're into the Far East and they want our high-end stuff. They take a lot of that. On the other side of the coin, they want a lot of the short ribs, and they'll take and trim a lot of that stuff out. Value like stomach linings, tripe, things we don't even think about. They're marketing and marketing successfully. Liver goes to Egypt. We have a lot of product, middle and variety meats that are going into Africa. Right now, Mexico has become an exciting new, and they're really not new, but they have become a really dependable place for our pork and beef. We're going to set a record this year for pork exports into Mexico, and we just got done setting a record for beef. And I think that those two things add real stability to our markets. We have to spread it across because China was there at one time. They imported huge amounts of pork. Well, now that their pork deal is fixed, they don't do that. But we have learned to spread our whole deal across the whole world and try and get market share everywhere we can.
He tells Brownfield their mission at the U.S. Meat Export Federation isn't possible without the investment of checkoff dollars from farmers around the country.
USMEF does a lot of really good things, and I think one of the most important things we do is we add $415 per animal in the beef community, and we add about $65 per animal in the hog community. And if you think about that, that's to the bottom line. That goes to our growers. And we're marketing products that sometimes can't be marketed in the United States. And so our goal is to put U.S. red meat on the world's table.
For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner. Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land, too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
There's a lot to keep an eye on for grains and oilseeds for 2025. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein has been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Dale Dirkholtz, owner of Grain Cycles, tells Brownfield that while there are going to be a lot of things to keep an eye on for grains and oilseeds in this new year, he's looking at a couple of things specifically.
You know, I think really the big story that a lot of people are missing here at this point, and this comes not from a fundamental aspect at all, but when I look at long-term timing studies in prices, the lows we put in the corn market back in August and the lows we put in the soybean market back in August were major long-term lows. And I'm talking a 26-month low in corn and a 3-year low in the beans. So I see the market as being sideways at worst and probably somewhat higher as we go into the early part of 2025.
And of course, Dirkholtz expects South American weather to be a big influence for corn and soybeans.
Well, I think South America weather is going to be one of the bigger influences here as we kick off the new year, and we'll carry through January, February, and maybe even into March. I'm kind of reminding people as I come along the way of 1978, January of 1978 specifically. Back in December of 77, we had people in a coffee trade starting to talk about drought in Brazil and how bad it was. Now, coffee's raised closer to the Atlantic Ocean, east of Mato Grosso, so it's not in a major soybean area at all. But the bulk of the beans back then were raised down in very southern part of Brazil, that tail on the bottom of the country, Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, Paraná.
John Perkins, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Future technology and food safety. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A nanobiosensor is a device that utilizes nanomaterials to detect biological substances. Michigan State researcher Vanji Alasilha says adoption of the technology in the food industry could represent the future of food safety. So here's how the biosensor comes into play.
The food processors or the animal agents or whoever needs to be in the field who needs to use it can be empowered to monitor their products at any time they want. If they want to monitor it in the morning, they want to monitor it at noon, and in the afternoon, they can do that. And also, they can get information within an 8-hour work shift. So there are decisions that can be made easily.
By focusing on nanomaterials, it increases the sensitivity of the biosensor. And she tells Brownfield,
with these nanomaterials, they are what we call size-dependent properties, and their sizes are associated with their color. Say, for example, if there is the target, the gold nanoparticles would remain red. If there is no target, in other words, your sample is clean, the nanoparticles will be induced to bigger size and they are colored blue. So you can see them literally.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. If you're having a tough time or thinking about suicide, you're not alone. And there's hope. VA's Veterans Crisis Line is full of responders who listen and help. Many are veterans or have veteran family members and friends, so they're prepared to address your challenges. After calling, you'll be connected to the next available Crisis Line responder. That person may ask, "Are you thinking of suicide? Or what plan can we put in place to keep you safe today?" If you choose, the responder will share your name and personal information with your local VA Suicide Prevention Coordinator, who will connect you to local VA assistance and resources. Don't wait. Dial 988, then press 1.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Law enforcement says the truck apparently involved in the overnight attack was seen yesterday in the Houston area. 10 people are dead, more than 30 others in hospitals after New Orleans police say a man in a pickup truck crashed into crowds on Canal and Bourbon Streets at about 3 in the morning, firing a gun and firing at police. Who